This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Another great show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
In watching the Mets and the Jets lose, you had such opposite feelings. As a Met fan, you could say, I'm proud of this team. They fought like the devil. They gave us everything they had, and we had an excellent time watching them and an excellent ride. Watching the Jets is just, it's almost an embarrassment. They're like a disorganized second-grade class, everybody going in different directions. Mm. They have no plan. The worst thing that could happen to them, Sal, is they go 6-4 for the rest of the year. They wind up 8-9, and their clueless owner says, oh, we turned it around. We finished strong.
He's not saying that after 8-9. There's no chance he's saying that. No way. No way.
No way, Mark. And
not
we
this
appreciate
year.
The call. There's no way. I mean, Woody's got to know. Now, Woody's tried everything. But he also said, when he made the change a couple of weeks ago, he said flat out, I expect the wins to start coming now.
Yep.
Well, now, like...
0-2.
Now doesn't mean 3 weeks from now. I think now meant now. 0-2. In two winnable games.
It really is amazing where they're at. It's almost unbelievable, but it's them. So it's believable.
I know, but I will say, again, I was not one who had high expectations for him, but even that... 2-5.
I am
with
stunned
a
by the 2-5. Yeah,
like,
yeah. And the Broncos lost.
What are we doing here?
And the way they've lost. No, I get it. I guess, you know, big picture, if this morphs into what it looks like it's morphing into, you know, 8-9, 7-10, even 9-8 is unacceptable. I'm sorry. If it goes in that direction, I don't know that I would be stunned at the end result, but I am stunned sitting here, even with the built in Jet expectations of something going wrong to an extent. Because I try to plow through that, as you know. 2-5? I mean, yeah. And the way they've looked and lost, they haven't really looked good. They've looked good once. They've looked like a functional, organized, cohesive team once the whole season.
And that was against the awful...
The second worst team in football.
I mean, can they even realistically win 8 games?
They're going to beat the Patriots, so that's right. 3. Okay. I mean, 2 is coming back, so if you thought they were going to beat
that's
the Dolphins
I mean.
Twice, that's probably more like once.
Even if you split them, you're beating Buffalo in Buffalo?
No, I thought they'd beat them here. I don't think they'll win up there.
All right, so
probably not.
Let's count the wins. Let's give them
by the way, Amari Cooper, touchdown for him.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's give them 1 against the Pats, 1 against Miami.
All right, that's 4 at this point.
Home against the Rams?
They'll win that game. 5.
At Jacksonville?
They'll win that game 6. Or at least have a good chance to.
Okay. Home against Seattle?
They'll have a good, very good chance to win that. 7.
Home against the Colts?
They should win that game.
Okay, so 8. that's 8 total?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're beating the Texans?
I mean, you asked me that before, and I feel like it's a loss
now. You got to get a loss there. I mean, well, okay, home against the Texans, at Arizona... And at at Buffalo was the other ones.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have much faith in these guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Aaron Rodgers looks old. Garrett Wilson looks like he's taking a step back. Gardner's getting pushed all over the field. The offensive line is still a mess. And the secondary is now ravaged. They had 4 or 5 guys go down last night. And they were already missing Michael Carter and DJ Reed. Like, how many guys can get hurt?
The reason why I even brought it up is because, like, at 2-5, it's not just that the record is bad and what we've seen from the team is discouraging, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
It's that mathematically, you've got to go 8-2 over your final 10 games to get to 10 wins.
Yep.
Like, based on what exactly would this team go 8-2? Even if you paint best case scenario, very difficult to imagine they're going to go 8-2.
Best case scenario would be they get a kicker in here who kicks it straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just tighten things up. Like, if they were getting waxed every week, 31-7, 34-10, yeah, you know, 40-13, there's nothing to talk about. Season's over. The way they lose, of course, it makes it more excruciating and painful because that's what they do to us. But they really aren't that far. Even last night.
Okay.
You know, and this
right,
is...
Right, but 8-2?
Yeah. No, it seems unrealistic, for sure. Of course
I guess you give them a win, let's say 7-2 over the final nine because they're going to beat New England. They have a cupcake with the New England here. 7-2 over the final nine?
I mean, I'm not signing up for it. I'm not racing to place the bet.
I'll tell you, a big difference is going to be Tua. Yeah. Because if without Tua, Miami can't move the football.
Yeah,
so they're done.
I know.
I mean, those could be two wins there. It's not like the schedule. They do have a soft schedule.
He tries to lure me in every week, this guy.
I have an idea, by the way.
What's up there, huh?
I know you said that they need a new kicker, which is good. I mean, that would definitely be helpful. They've traded for everybody else. If they traded for a wide receiver, can they trade for a new quarterback?
This is what he gives us. Probably not, buddy. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, maybe they can find somebody to throw the
ball.
How
about the Jets and the Giants work out a deal? Rodgers for Jones, straight up.
Oof.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.